So this is a Windows 7 tip. But if you're using the Windows 7 beta, and you're going to be using Windows 7 going forward, one of the really cool features that actually is available to everyone now, because the Windows 7 beta is the Ultimate Edition, which includes all of the features, something called BitLocker to Go, which is the full disk encryption for portable devices, right?
Oh, neat.
Typically something you'd plug in with a USB cord or whatever. So this is, applies to hard drives. It applies to USB memory keys, you know, any kind of external storage. The difference between BitLocker, which is the previous technology that Microsoft had for full disk encryption, and BitLocker to Go is that once you've encrypted something with BitLocker to Go, it's not actually tied to that PC. So once you have encrypted it, and to do that encryption, you actually do have to have Windows 7 Enterprise or Windows 7 Ultimate, which, again, you do have on the beta. Once you've done that, the disk can be used on any Windows 7 system. It can be Windows 7 Home Basic. It doesn't matter. When you plug the disk in, you'll get a little pop-up so you can type in your password. And you can have it not require that in the future. That's your choice. But what's interesting about it is down level, when you go down to Windows XP or Windows Vista, there's actually a BitLocker reader application that's installed, and it allows you to get the contents off of the drive. Now, the limitation there is on XP and Vista, you can't write to the drive. But what this thing is again, full disk encryption. And the reason that's important is if you're storing important information on this USB memory key, which, let's face it, these things are they're like chiclets, right? You could lose this thing and not even notice it. If there's important information on there, but it's encrypted, no one else can get at it. So, yes, they could wipe the disk out, obviously, and use it for themselves, but they wouldn't be able to get at your data. So it's a great way to protect data, essentially for free. And one thing you might notice today is if you go to an electronics superstore or whatever, you can actually spend extra now on these special USB memory keys that include this kind of technology. But if you have Windows 7, you get it for free.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it works great.
BitLocker. BitLocker to go.
I will say, by the way, if you're going to encrypt a hard drive, prepare for an all-day...
Oh, does it take a while?
Encryption fest. Yeah, it takes a long time. It's not bad on a USB memory key, obviously. You know, 16 gigs or smaller. No problem. I did do a 320 gig drive and wanted to... you can't sit there and watch it happen. It's like watching, you know, bread toast.
And you can't can you take full disk encryption with you to go? I guess you couldn't. I mean, unless you did like a USB drive.
It is full disk encryption. So that's essentially what it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but now the difference.
It's not file by file at all, ever.
No, it's not like a folder based encryption. Okay. It literally is the full disk, and that's what makes this kind of special. It's the whole thing.
So now you could put it on a thumb drive, for instance.
Yep, exactly right.
Cool. So that's actually a very good idea because a thumb drive is really at risk. You know, Steve Gibson was talking on security now. We got an email from a guy who works in a auto repair store. He said, the first thing you do is you look, if there's a thumb drive on the keychain, you take it, you copy everything off of it because there's usually music and stuff. Then you rip all the CDs. Yep.
Absolutely.
So this is a good idea. Lock your...
I mean, hackers bring these things around to trade shows and they plug them into computers to steal information, you know.
So BitLocker is, well, Ultimate on Windows Vista. Will it be Ultimate on Windows 7 only also, or will it be?
It is Enterprise and Ultimate only on Windows 7 for BitLocker to go. But again, once you've applied this to a disk or
then you can read it anywhere. Yeah.
You can use it on any Windows 7 system.
Right.
So,
well, this is a reason to get Ultimate.
You can set it up all now during the beta when you have Ultimate, and then if you buy Home Premium, you can still use it.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.